broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, April the 8th, 2021. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. Now, the conversation last hour was about stand your ground, was about conceal carry. And we took that right up to the top of the hour last hour, so if you have anything to say about that, or got the busy signal, which just means we're on the line with somebody else, give us a call here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the conversation we were having right up till break there was about the Cummins Avenue, I guess we would call it a murder, how awful that is, and how would this be reflected on one of these shows on the ID channel or all these other channels, these true crime stories. Now, in that particular case, clearly that had nothing to do with an outside intruder. This was all done internally. So that's, I guess, what I'm talking about when I think about people who have guns in their home, people who conceal carry, people who support the Stand Your Ground law, which is perfectly fine. We're all allowed to choose what we want to support and not support. But how often in Marion do we hear stories like that? How often do we hear of an intruder in which the homeowner or the person living there protected themselves with a firearm? Maybe it happens a lot. I don't know. I don't seem to see those stories. I see more of the stories like what happened on Cummins Avenue. And you do hear about these drive-by shootings, which that was certainly not something that you heard a whole lot of about in Marion, Ohio years ago. But times change, I guess. So if you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The topic this morning, stand your ground, conceal carry, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been sitting here for a long time listening, and I'm trying to interrupt your stories, but you are coming in 99% better than what has been.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. So I'm coming in pretty crystal clear this morning.
Yeah.
And when I'm on,
you're 99%.
And when I'm on with the callers, how does it sound?
It sounds good.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear we're getting there.
Yeah, I've been listening to see what they were doing about setup, and it's been real good so far this morning.
Well, good. I appreciate that. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, that's good to hear that we're coming through in people's homes okay this morning, and we will continue to take those updates as well. If anybody would like to comment on how it sounds in your neck of the woods, whether you're listening on a radio, an Alexa, a Google, the TuneIn app, through the website, how does it all sound? 740-383-9944. Or if you have anything to say in regard to the Stand Your Ground law or the concealed carry laws here in Ohio. It's a hot topic. It turned into a hot topic yesterday with Glenn and Terry, and, you know, that's fine. I think we need to have more discussions like those. I think that's how we get to a consensus in society, to be honest. I think the more we talk about things in a sensible manner, even if sometimes it's tense, I think we're going to find the common ground that will help us find a good answer, I guess is the best way to put it. And everybody's got an opinion, and that's fine. And that's what we want to hear, people's opinions. 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in. Now, I want to diverge away from this momentarily, but again, if you want to comment on the sound or you want to comment on this whole gun situation. Feel free to continue to do that. But there's a story that I want to talk about here very quick, because it was a huge story yesterday. It broke very quickly on the website. Angie sent me the story yesterday before it broke on all the news websites. And it's a horrible story, but... Well, I'll get deeper into this as time goes on. Jack Hanna. You know, and I'm sure everybody's seen the story now. It's in all the newspapers today and was on all the television broadcast yesterday. You know, he was the zoo director. What did they call it? Zoo director emeritus for the Columbus Zoo, and a goodwill ambassador for the zoo for so many years. Now, last year, he announced he was retiring at the end of the year, and I think people were kind of surprised by that. Let's take the phone call, and then we'll come back to this, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just calling to see when you were going to get the antenna working better. I still can't pick you up on the radio.
No, well, I tell you what, we've got some people going up there tonight, somebody who can actually climb the tower, which has really been the hang-up on this. And,
well, if you guys get lucky, Adam will climb and we'll be able to get down.
Well, you know, we'd like to send Adam up there. But, yeah, that's been one of the hang-ups in this, but I do know that somebody's going up there tonight to climb it and see what the connection issue is, but it should be fixed within the next 48 hours.
I sure hope so, Scott. I miss listening to you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, that's the antenna update. There's somebody going up there tonight to look at it. It may be fixed tonight. Who knows? We'll keep everything crossed. But if not tonight, hopefully within the next 48 hours, if it's an issue where somebody needs some tools, I'm sure they'll get the tools, and we will fix it. And I guess at this point, we're still going to blame it on the windstorm that happened 2 weeks ago. But I have no idea what the problem fully is. I should know more about that today. But it certainly has caused a big problem the last couple weeks. Jack Hanna. Now, when he retired last year, I think we all felt that something was a little amiss because, you know, he wasn't really doing much with the zoo anymore besides making public appearances and being a goodwill ambassador. So for him to announce his retirement, I think people thought that was kind of different. And here we are just a little over 3 months into 2021. And we learned yesterday that he has, they thought he had dementia, but now, from the things that I've been reading, has pretty much full-blown Alzheimer's and will have to withdraw completely from public life, which is horribly sad because, as I understand it from the things I read, is that the disease is progressing very fast, and that's a lot faster than I think they thought it was going to. Now, all that being said, Jack Hanna has appeared on this show, and he always was a great guest. And I pulled up a little bit of an interview I did with Jack Hanna on December 10th, 2018. This is from December 10th, 2018, Jack Hanna on this program. And I think the conversation turned at the end of the conversation to how Jack Hanna would like to be remembered. Now, thank goodness he has not gone anywhere, but I think this might be apt this morning. So here is Jungle Jack Hanna on this program, December 10th, 2018. Tremendous work. Jack, before I let you go, final question. How would you like to be remembered when you finally do hang it up at the zoo?
I think the main thing about me is I do not use the word celebrity. I don't like it used. I will not put it in any kind of things when people call me from all over the country and other parts of the world and TV series. I do not be introduced as a celebrity. I'm an animal ambassador, and that's what I call myself because I am who I am. And I'm saying that because many times I hear people say, Jack, you know, you are who you are, aren't you? I say, yeah, who am I supposed to be? Because some people, you know, I'm not saying everybody. They'll get on TV and try and be something, you know, and I will not use the word celebrity or hero or anything like that. I'm just Jack Hanna, same old Jack Hanna I was on our farm in Tennessee. TV is just something that, I think the reason it worked is because, you know, I don't get nervous with cameras, and I don't, by any means, not the genius by any means, to be on TV. I just, who I am. And I try and yes, I don't try necessarily to be funny all the time. It's just, you know, sometimes, you know, I just say things, I guess they're funny. You know, I try and when I did the late shows, I just must tell you this, now people are coming to me, I'm signing autographs all over the country. They say, Jack, boy, you know something? We really enjoyed watching your show on David Letterman when I was a senior at this college. You know, Jack, we really loved your show when we just stayed up late and watched late TV. It's just hearing those kind of things from people. This was, you know, starting 20-something years ago, whatever, with the late shows and Good Morning America. It just makes me feel good when someone, a lot of them come up to me and go, boy, Jack, we sure wish we'd been on Letterman. We wish we hadn't retired. And, man, we learned about blah, that Bengal tiger. We learned about that warthog. We learned about that those beautiful lions. You know, it is amazing. That, to me, it makes everything in the world to me when somebody comes up to me and saw me 20, 30 years ago and remembers it. And when I'm doing autographs around the country, they come up and tell me, and I remember some of it. And that, to me, is the biggest thank you I could ever get.
Well, Jack, it's always a pleasure to have you on. I can't wait to have you on again. Director Emeritus of the Columbus Zoo, 40 years. You have been a tremendous ambassador. Thank you, Jack.
No, thank you, because guess what? In December 20th, in a few days, I've been married 50 years.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah, I was just telling you, this is the first time on TV or radio I ever said it. So I'm taking my wife to a special place starting on Saturday, Sunday. We're going to celebrate 50 years of marriage, and she's just been much as my... She's been just as much of making me who I am than anybody else. I mean, you can imagine living with Jack Hanna when I brought camels in the kitchen. Are you kidding me? Full-grown camels. I even brought home chimpanzees. Golly, day. She never said no, you know. She only said no one time. That's when this is not terrible. But I was trying to, we had a chimpanzee, wasn't eating two of them. And I just brought them home, and I couldn't bottle feed them. And I was trying, and she was breastfeeding my youngest daughter. And I looked over at her when she was breastfeeding my daughter, and she goes, no way, Jack. So that's the only time she ever said no to me no to me in 50 years. Yeah, I think it's the first time I've ever told this story on the radio. And I'm sorry, that's the true story.
No, that's good.
And I thought it was a good idea, but she didn't go for that. That's the only time of all the animals I brought home over those years, hundreds of them, she had to say no to that one. But by the way, the chimpanzee came out all right because my bottle feeding got better.
Well, happy golden anniversary to you both.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'll tell soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.
Okay.
And that was Jungle Jack Hanna on this show back in, I guess it would have been 2018, December 10th, 2018. And, of course, we learned all that happened yesterday with Jack Hanna and the dementia announcement, which apparently has turned into Alzheimer's. Very, very, very sad. But a good guy, nonetheless, to be sure. Jungle Jack Hanna. Now, does anybody have anything to say about our good friend Jungle Jack? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. You know, I was really interested to the degree that people were impacted by that story yesterday. They really do love Jack Hanna. All right, let's take a call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, do you know you're not on the air right now?
You know, I just heard the computer restart, and I don't know if that's a server issue or what happened there. That was kind of strange. Everything kind of just went haywire there a second ago.
Yeah, you just lost. It came on and did something. Sound like some computer. You know, that must have been Windows trying to restart, but there's still nothing.
Yeah, it was kind of there during the Jack Hanna interview, wasn't it?
Yeah, went out during the Jack Hanna interview. That was, it kind of sucked.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Let me see if I can trace it down here.
Okay,
thank you. Technical problems galore this particular week. But we continue to work on the problem because we want to see the problem fixed. So let's keep working along here and see if we can come up with something. Okay. Well, that almost worked. We're continuing to fix the problems. All right, that came on. So we'll see if this fixes the problem that we are having here momentarily this morning. All right, something came on there. That's got to be a good sign. Go ahead, caller. All right. Well, I think we're back on the air now. For whatever problem that was. If you can hear us now, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Give us a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Jeff, when you want to hear a little bit ago?
Yeah?
All right, you're finally back on.
We're back on. How's it sound?
It sounds good. Like it did before.
Oh, good. Good to hear. Thank you. All right, we're back on the air here, and whatever that was, I have no idea. I guess a little kink in the line, as they say. And hopefully it's worked itself out. But the story this morning is about Jungle Jack Hanna. Does anybody have anything more to say about that? 740-383-9944. Certainly a sad story yesterday that he has dementia, which now could go into Alzheimer's, apparently. It's a sad story. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Hey, do you guys have Frontier?
We do.
Do you know how much trouble they're having with Frontier right now?
No, I did not know this.
They are having a lot of trouble, and my particular neighborhood, they're out front right now working on it. They ordered me up a new modem, and he said, you don't need one. We have another issue going on, and I think it possibly could be affecting you guys if you have Frontier.
Really?
Because it's kind of a mess right now.
Yeah. Now, have they said, what kind of problems were you experiencing?
Well, I couldn't get internet.
Really? None at all?
None at all. And when I called about it, the fellow on the line checked it up, and he said, well, I think you need a new modem, so he ordered one. Well, that's all fine and good. That was Tuesday. Well, now, I come home from someplace this morning. The Frontier's out front, and I walked out, and I said, may I ask if this has anything to do with my problem? And he goes, yeah, we have a lot of situations going on down through here. And he was pointing north of me. And, of course, I'm not that far from where you guys are. So is it possible that could be adding to your problem?
Well, I'll tell you, it's an interesting thing because when we moved, I guess the phone service was hooked up, it would have been Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems was that we could definitely, I mean, the internet was working, but it was moving a lot slower than it did at the last location. And
mm-hmm.
we called Frontier on Friday because of that to see what was going on. And, of course, the call center said, I forget what their answer was, but no, you know, you're getting exactly the power that you should be getting and so on and so forth.
Well, that was Friday.
Right, that was Friday. So, it very well could be something underlying, because I have noticed that it seems like even the tower is having some kind of problems.
Yeah, well, I'm putting two and two together and thinking perhaps that's what is going on, because knowing what my problem is, my neighbor's problem is, so on and so forth, and then after talking to the Frontier gentleman out here up the line, he says, just bear with us right now, and he had a fellow working on something north of us. And, Scott, the last time I had problems with my internet, the gal that was helping me had to go all the way uptown to correct what the problem was. So, there you go.
We'll hope it irons itself out, because I'll tell you, these internet problems can really put a kink in what you're doing.
Well, there you go.
That's right. Well, hey, thanks for that update. That's important.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. That could be the source of a lot of our problems that we have been unaware of. Maybe something is going on with Frontier that we don't know about. Well, I guess the important part is, how do you hear us right now? Are we coming through okay? We're back to that this morning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss it. And hopefully the antenna issue will be taken care of momentarily within the next 48 hours. Is what I'm told at this particular juncture. Unless there's some gigantic problem that I'm not aware of, it should be taken care of in that amount of time. Thank goodness. Because it is frustrating to have technical issues go on like this. But if you're listening on a radio, if you're hearing us clear, clear as you were before we took a little nap there a few minutes ago. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We love to hear from the callers. Go ahead, caller.
You were coming through loud and clear on TuneIn, but now you're not. You're buffering.
Buffering on TuneIn?
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. You're having all kinds of problems.
Well, apparently we just heard from a caller that Frontier's having all kinds of problems.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I was listening to you, and I went over to TuneIn because I lost you on the regular. The computer was rebooting, and, you know, so I turned over to TuneIn, and it was fine, and then all of a sudden, it started buffering. So,
buffering on TuneIn now. Well, I wonder what has caused that.
I don't know.
We'll keep looking at it.
You sound better on the phone than you do on the air.
Well, we definitely have because when I turn up the bass, as I had it in the old studio, people say, well, it sounds muffled. So that's why we've turned down all the bass.
It almost sounds to me like you're eating the microphone. You know, too close to the microphone, and you're getting some feedback from the microphone.
Well, I think it's the echo in the room. Because there's definitely an echo in here that you can hear, and I think with an omnidirectional microphone that it's bouncing off the walls and coming in at different times.
You're getting some feedback anyhow.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it works itself out soon enough. We hope.
Otherwise, we won't listen to you.
That's right. Thank you. All right, and we continue on down the road. 740-383-9944. Well, hopefully TuneIn works itself out here momentarily. I don't know. I can hear we're back on the air from the hardwired radio here in the studio. So I can hear myself through that, but how it sounds, who knows at this point. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. You know, it's, I don't know. This whole thing is enough to drive you a little nuts. I'll tell you that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm out by the mall, and I'm picking you up in another station together.
Okay, well, we're still working on the antenna issue.
Alrighty.
Thank you. You know, that station from Circleville is very, very powerful. Now, I tell you what, I'm going to try something here, and we'll hope that this works. I don't know that it will, but we'll give it a try here. So stick with us. If anything disconnects, it's probably just an issue with Frontier at this morning. So stay with us here. Let's see what happens. Okay. Hopefully this will work itself out this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, you were talking about Zach Hanna and how sad it is that he has dementia.
Yes.
What do you make of what's going on with DMX?
Well, you know, I think that's sad. What's your take on it?
Oh, I asked you first, Scott.
Well, I mean,
just kidding. I know that I can read your mind, Scott, and I know what you're thinking. He did it to himself.
Well, I don't know about that, though. Because
that's what you were thinking.
Well, to be honest with you, a lot of people do things throughout their life that I think they don't think will have a negative reaction later in life.
Or maybe they're just so depressed they don't even care.
It could be.
But it is sad nonetheless because he's got like 15 kids and he's young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't know what the end result of that will all be.
Well, he's probably going to get the plug pulled and then his kids will be fatherless all because of them.
I don't know. It's a sad situation is what it seems like to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I think I hear me on the or on the radio again. So how is that now? Playing around, trying to get things working in a proper fashion here. You know, there are so many buttons on so many different programs here that you can do. Now, I know we were off there for a second, but we're back. Jack Hanna's story is sad, and anybody who's got any kind of illness, that's a sad, sad situation. Just, I don't know what you say. You want people to be happy and healthy, and there's nothing more upsetting than dealing with a health issue. And I don't really know beyond that what can be done. We hope that things get better. You know, and from what I understand with Jack Hanna, it's a very progressive form of Alzheimer's that he has, which is why he's having to withdraw from public life right now. It's just so unfortunate. It really, really is that things like this happen. You know, you deal with this in life, though, all the time. People get sick. You don't want them to get sick. I guess we want everybody to be eternally well and eternally happy, and sometimes, unfortunately, it doesn't turn out that way. Although we wish that it would. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We did a little change up there in our system, which hopefully was helpful. Hopefully we're coming through loud and clear again on your radio, and hopefully again coming in loud and clear on your TuneIn and your website and your Alexas and your Google Nests and all those things. Glenn Goble will be on today, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and Swap Shop today, 12:15 to 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 until 3 p.m. So we've got a full slate of programming today on this station, which is what we like. We like the programming here on WWGH Radio. Now, is there anything else interesting going on? Well, does anybody have anything more to say in regard to the stand your ground, conceal carry issue, which has been a big issue for people over the last few days? And I think a lot of it's stemming from the trial that's going on, the Floyd trial, which is on a lot of people's minds. And as I said yesterday, which brought up this whole subject, I think people are just taking sides in this particular situation. And, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. People are going to take the side that they think is best. And I wish sometimes maybe we weren't so quick to take a side. Maybe sometimes we just wait and see what happens, and then maybe we comment on that. But that doesn't happen a whole lot. I do see, though, why there is so much being placed on this particular trial. Because it does have to do with a police officer. And any time anything has to do with a police officer, it's going to be more covered, and it's going to be a more tense situation, because I think from a very young age, and rightfully so, we're taught to respect police officers, that police officers are here to protect us, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of good police officers. So I think sometimes it's very hard for us to understand and comprehend that a police officer would be on trial for something. And that, unfortunately, is what has happened here. But the world will go on. The world will keep spinning. Heavens knows we've had our issues here over the last few weeks. But, you know, we keep spinning. And you've stuck with us. Heavens knows we appreciate that. Working out the kinks. And as I said early in the week, when you have an antenna issue, when you have an issue with your main computer, When you move to a new studio, that's a lot of change in the course of 10 days. And I'm getting word now that apparently Saturday looks like the day that the antenna should be at its full bore again. And we'll be very happy for that. I don't know how far we're... You know, if you go south, out by the mall, south on 23, the issue does become the station to the south. The station coming out of Circleville. I don't even know. I know that station has some kind of religious significance, but I'm not sure. I would have to listen to that station sometime to probably understand more of what they're saying. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I don't know what you did, but my station's come in better. I called you earlier this morning.
Uh-huh.
But it's better now than it was.
Oh, no, in what way?
It sounds better.
Oh, the sound's
before
better.
You had a little bit of static on it, but it wasn't bad. You know, like I said, I'm sitting on the porch. But it's pretty clear. And you know that Stand Your Ground? I think it's a good deal. I'm going to tell you. There's, if you carry a handgun... If you can't hit somebody below the belt in the legs or the foot, you shouldn't carry that gun. You don't have to kill somebody, but you can put them down so easy. And anybody that, if you carry a handgun, you should be able to shoot it, you know. And in today's world, there's a lot of people out here, punks, that's got guns. And, you know, the ones that deal in drugs, you think if I'm a big drug dealer, I don't have a gun on me? Because usually I got plenty of drugs, and I usually got plenty of money in my pocket. You know, I don't take any drugs or anything, but I know people do use them, you know.
Right. Well, I think that's one of the fears that people have with that, is that maybe it won't be a drug dealer or a criminal, and maybe it'll just be late at night, and they'll feel threatened by somebody because they don't know who it is, and that could escalate into a bad situation, I think is what one of the fears is.
I think a lot of these guys that carry guns have intervened and saved a bunch of lives because some of these people get mental and go crazy, so somebody can pull them down before the cops get there, you know. There's a lot of good cops, like you said, but that Floyd deal... He didn't need to have his knee on his shoulder or his neck. He had him handcuffed on the ground. Come on. You know? And he looked like, to me, he had a delight in doing that. And that's wrong. Wrong's wrong any way you look at it.
Well, I think that's one of the problems with it, is I think people can't understand why that went on for, what was it, 9 minutes?
9 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know what the explanation would be.
And he was pleading. He was pleading. It didn't matter if he had drugs in his system. So what? That was his business. But they have a guy down handcuffed. No, that's wrong. And he should serve some time, because there's no sense of that. None whatsoever. I believe it was either yes or no. It's not in between. You know, the light's red or the light's green. And that's where it is, you know. People don't want to hear the truth about things. There's always a novel by, well, I should have did that. Yeah, you should have, but you didn't. And then the other three cops that was there that I seen should have intervened and stopped that. So that's enough. Come on.
Well, that's... Hey, I know, yeah, that's been a question, too. What were they doing?
I know a lot of policemen in this town, personally. And there's a lot of good ones. But there's a few... That they get a delight of clubbing somebody or hitting them. They like that. And I know that for a fact, because I grew up in Marion, and I know. I was in business. I had a lot of friends in the police force. And like I said, I like our police force here in town. But we've had some bad ones, too, just like anything else, you know.
That's true. You know, I remember the case years ago with the gentleman who, what was it? I mean, it's even horrible to say, who faked cancer. I believe he was working for the, was it the sheriff's office, and raised all that money? I think he ended up committing suicide in the end.
Yeah. And, you know, just like at night, and just like a lot of older people, I'm older too now, talking about older people, but anyway, somebody comes up at night and hits your door, and you say you're in there, you don't answer. They hear it again, then they yell, then they hear it again. They know if you're not coming, they don't think you're home, so they're going to break in. And, you know, I don't blame these people having a gun there at the nightstand or wherever they're at. Come on in. You know, you're going to make my day, because I will shoot you. I got guns. I'll shoot people, too. I don't want to hurt nobody. But listen, I don't want nothing taken. I don't want nobody hurting my family or my neighbors. I watch for my neighbors. You know, I got a little puppy I walk sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. You know, I'm not scared. I don't carry a gun with me most of the time. But you know what some people should do is get a taser or one of them cattle prods. So they've got one. Somebody comes in, you just touch somebody. It's like hitting an electric fence. Did you ever hear electric fence that's been charged up?
No, but I think that's a much more interesting way to handle the problem.
You'll put them down, and I'll tell you what, one time I went up to my buddy's house on Campbell Road, and his name's Andy, and I know you know who it is.
I do.
He's got electric fence around his garden, and he has a beautiful garden. He's immaculate with that garden. That's a top-notch garden. Okay. So he said, he took the alarm off. Okay. So he jumped across it. He missed it about a half inch. So I started to go through, and that thing was on. And I'm telling you, I felt that in my heart. I jumped up like a kangaroo. And I mean, it shook me up. I told him, I said, I wish you'd have touched that wire. I bet he'd have jumped like a kangaroo. Oh, you know. But that probe is the ideal thing for a woman to have, you know.
Yeah,
and in today's world, you got to protect yourself. You can call 911, but by the time they get there, you might be hurt real bad, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Time is a big part of that. The longer you wait, the worse it could be.
Yes, and you know, I didn't hear the thing yesterday, Doble and that crime thing, but if you've never been in this situation, I can tell you some stories. I've been in this situation. And you got two or three guys to take on, you better have something, or you better be one tough boy, because you got two or three guys swinging their fists and feet at you. You better be good. I don't care. And some of these people's never been in a fight. They don't understand what a fight is. It ain't nice. It ain't a bit nice.
No, but, no.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, and those are very interesting points to make that certainly it's all situational, I guess, in the end. I don't know. You know, I'm turning knobs again. So you're going to have to let me know through the internet or online how this sounds. We'll get to those terms again, like muddy and tinny, muddy, tinny, the whole thing. 740-383-9944. I don't know if this sounds any better. If this is better for your ears than it was earlier. We can always turn it back the other way. That's the good news. If it starts to sound worse, we can always go fix it. 55 minutes past the hour. Phone lines open here. 740-383-9944. And away we go. It's an interesting conversation we've had for 2 days on Stand Your Ground and the whole Floyd trial. I think the 9 minutes are going to be very difficult to explain as time goes on. I would think. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, we're talking.
Yeah?
You can hear the radio station. Whatever, I'm cutting on you, you hear them in the background. So right now, you're doing good. Like I said, 99%.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, and hopefully the antenna problems, as I say, will be fixed on Saturday. So hopefully that will be the end of that. when we take care of that on Saturday. But a few tweaks were made. It is interesting to know that if you do lose us, that Frontier is doing work today in this neighborhood. So if we go away for a minute, it might not be us. It might be Frontier at this particular point. You know, when it rains, it pours, it seems. But the good news is, Saturday, it looks like, Saturday afternoon, the antenna issue should be remedied. And that will be happy news for everybody involved. 740-383-9944. How do we sound is the question. I just was messing with a few knobs here before we go off the air today to see if this helped or hurt. Now see, right here, again, I've said this before, this is where we were at the old station. Now, I bet right now people are saying you sound muffled. But this is what it did sound. This is where this was the exact setting at the old station. But I know it does not sound good now, but that I think has to do with bouncing off the walls and things entering the microphone. So we'll turn it back to where it was before the end of the program. But if this is muffling this up here this morning, 740-383-9944, but it does put bass back in your voice, which I know was one of the concerns. Now, I don't know if that sounds any better. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. I guess we'll find out. Glenn Coble will be on this morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, and then Swap Shop, 12 noon until 1 p.m., and then we will have, and then we will have, oh, we're getting messages, and then we will have Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. So that will be how it will all shake out as the day goes along. You know, I was learning some things about this whole sound issue yesterday. And I think one of the issues, the way that I am facing is a wall. There's no padding on that wall that I'm facing, which could be part of the issue here. You know, there's a padding behind me, but there's not one in front of me, which I don't know. That's because it's just sound bouncing off of each other. And the floor is mostly covered at this point. And the side walls should not have much to do with me speaking directly in the north direction of the studio. You think that's not north, Glenn? Is that what the puzzled look was?
That's east.
That's east?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, now wait a second. So, if I go down the boulevard, then I'm going east, but I've got to turn right. Right?
Yeah, correct.
Right. So, isn't
the
that...
boulevard bends.
Kinda.
It makes a left-hand turn.
well, a little bit. But doesn't Delaware Avenue make a turn when it goes north? I don't think it's a straight shot. Yeah. It goes a little to the side. Well, I turned everything back to where we started this morning, so everybody should be happy, because the first 2 hours we didn't have any issue with this. I'm done for the day. Hope everybody has a good day. If there are issues, it probably has to do with Frontier, as the reports have come in this morning. So just stick with us, and hopefully the antenna will now be fixed sometime on Saturday. Good news as well. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Everson. I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there doesn't seem to like you very much.
That's not an act. It's not an act.